Well, it's been great. You know, as you guys have seen, Coach Bradley and his staff, they've thrown rookies in there, and they're doing a really good job of developing these young guys. So they're ready for opening day. They're going to, hopefully by the time we line up against the Kansas City Chiefs, that our rookies will be NFL ready.
How much can you actually tell during before they put the pads on?
Yeah, you know, it's you get a good idea in terms of a guy's competitiveness and his conditioning and his ability to learn and retain coaching and take it onto the field. So those are our key components that we're looking for now. And then, you know, when we get into training camp, it's going to be another part of the process where guys have their pads on, they have preseason games, and it's going to be a constant evaluation for all 90 guys.
How likely is it that you actually carry 5 quarterbacks into training camp?
We're not opposed to it. I think I looked at, for my own sake, I think there's 2 teams right now that have 5. And we're not opposed to it. Obviously, you know, it's a valuable position, but we're going to have to tweak some numbers at certain positions. But we feel like we did most of it today.
The 2 open roster spots, do you expect to fill those today?
We do.
So I assume those are going to be workout guys?
They will be, yeah.
Do you know which 2 already?
We got to talk with Coach Bradley and his staff right here after practice, and we'll figure that out.
Dave, we made some of these moves in the offseason, ones today, the ones 2 weeks ago. Is it because you know already that those guys aren't going to be able to help you and you want to give them an opportunity to do something?
Absolutely. We feel like, hey, we ask these guys to do a lot for us in terms of coming in here on a daily basis, competing and doing all the right things. And if we get a guy like an Austin Lane who does all the right things and we feel like it's just not a great fit for him from a scheme standpoint, give him the next 6 weeks to go and find a spot where he can go and compete instead of coming in here and knowing the end result through training camp where it's going to be a lot harder for him to find a roster spot. So we, you know, with our veterans and our guys that do what we ask, we're going to try and treat them right and be right by them.
Dave, your Kafka quote yesterday kind of got blown up a little bit. Did you mean it to make it look like he's got just as much a chance as anybody else out here at the starting quarterback? And
I think what you got to look at is Coach Bradley and his staff, and from the get-go, our central theme is competition. And, you know, nothing is set. We're going into the training camp at any position. It's just not the quarterback position, but all starting 11 positions on offense and defense that, you know, if they're coming to training camp, they're going to have a chance to make their case to be a starter.
Do you expect Maurice to be in pads when the first day comes?
That's the plan. So, you know, we'll see where that goes, you know, when we get back and see where he's at.
How do you get a rust factor? He's literally only played football 5 weeks since December of 2011.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about the rust factor. He's played a lot of football in his career, and, you know, it's a running back position, and I think he'll do just fine if he comes back healthy and in shape.